Now, this is AMD Awareness Week, that's age-related macular degeneration. It's a very prevalent eye condition, not just in the UK, but around the world. And there's a lot of research going on into looking at the causes of AMD and indeed the treatments as well. Fight for Sight are involved with AMD Awareness Week, and we have Dr. Dolores Conroy from Fight for Sight. This is quite an important week, Dolores, because as we say, this is quite a prevalent eye condition.
Yes, indeed. AMD is the most common cause of sight loss in people over 60, and it affects the macula of the eye. It's a part of the retina which is responsible for vision and the ability to see in detail. So losing your sight can have devastating consequences to an individual's daily life, and those affected suffer from severe depression and loss of independence. And it's actually estimated in the UK at the moment there are over 700,000 people suffering from AMD, and that is really likely to increase as the population ages.
So conditions like age-related macular degeneration must be really almost top of the pile then for Fight for Sight when they're looking at funding research.
Yes, well, obviously we have to think about other diseases as well, but AMD is a high priority for us, and we are funding many projects into AMD.
Is it a well-known condition that people would be familiar with?
No, I mean, I think this is the biggest problem. I mean, a lot of people don't actually know that they may have the disease. But so what the AMD Awareness Week is really to promote people to go and have their eyes tested and to have a healthy lifestyle. We might have to make more informed lifestyle changes. I mean, the interesting thing is the early detection of the disease is really important, because there are actually two forms of the disease, the dry form, which is more slowly progressive, and the wet form of the disease. Now, the wet form can lead to severe sight loss within as little as 3 weeks. So it's important for those people to get all the treatment that is available. So the earlier it is diagnosed, the better the chances of preventing sight loss.
Is this something which could be in the family?
Yes, there's a genetic risk. And this is sort of really outside our control. There are many risk factors, but the genetic risk is outside of our control. And there's those with an immediate family members with AMD are at much higher risk of developing the disease. And there have been many sort of defective genes associated with AMD. And this is the basis of a clinical project that we've given to Mr. Tiernan Keenan at the University of Manchester, funded by Fight for Sight. And he'll be looking at a functional defect in a gene that predisposes people to AMD.
Are we poor at going to the optician regularly?
Yes, I think especially older people are not as likely to go, in that it's also associated with the cost. Even though they get free eye tests, they will have to pay money to get glasses or prescription contact lenses. So I think that might actually deter them.
Do you think also that older people may just think, well, you know, it's just my age, and that the sight just begins to go anyway?
Yes, obviously that could be a real reason. And, you know, they don't really realise that some people don't actually realise, I suppose, that they're actually losing their sight so badly. But there are very specific tests that are done by the optician that can very easily detect AMD at the very, very early stages. And this, as I said, is very important, because if we can diagnose it early, the chances of preventing sight loss is better, because there are treatments available.
Now, you mentioned Tiernan earlier in the interview there. He's at the University of Manchester. Tiernan, you're looking into AMD. Tell us about the research you're doing.
That's right. So I'm just beginning a research project. So it's entitled Complement Factor H Towards Novel Therapeutics for Macular Degeneration, because we know that one of the most important inherited risk factors for developing the disease is a mutation in this really important gene called Complement Factor H. And it's a really common kind of mutation. It occurs in actually over a third of people in European populations. And in fact, there's a recent paper just published this week from our laboratory. And that's shown that if you have this disease variant of complement factor H, the protein is much less able to bind to your retina. So it's less able to carry out its really important job in protecting your retina from attack by the immune system. So that was the background. But the ultimate aim then of my research is to develop new treatments. And the idea is to try and prevent or slow AMD